has got the most busted ride that is listening right now? Maybe it's your ride, or maybe you want to call out somebody you know. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Now, my wife, I think, is a contender for the worst ride for anybody that listens to the show because, well, her Pontiac G6, we got it used, and now it's up to 175,000 miles.
Dang!
Which is not that much. I mean, I know people, my old car had 210, but my point is, it has progressively gotten worse, and it needs to be put out of its misery. Tonight, we're going to be getting actually another used vehicle, but with a lot less miles, and I'm excited about it. She's happy. Now, what's busted with her car? Well, let me explain. The visor, for example, you have the driver's side above your head, like it's got the mirror you can look at. Well, that will randomly just flop down, like while you're driving, and hit you in the head and block your view. So that's kind of dangerous. That obstructs it. Her trunk, it used to like kind of like where you have to like push it up and then like slam it down. Her trunk no longer actually opens up. So that's kind of a problem.
All right.
Like, we don't know how to get the stuff out of the trunk.
I can't not say this. I am so sad that you didn't come to me because you know I do car commercials, right?
I know.
You know I know all the makes and models and I could have really helped you guys out.
But we're going with such a basic car right now. Like,
here comes the cover up.
No, we are. We're trying to save up a bunch of money right now. So we're, God, don't make me feel bad. Listen, when I get a nice ride, I'm coming to you.
You should,
when
yes.
When I get that.
Just, I mean, because I know a lot about cars just because I'm in the car business on the side, so I would have helped you guys. But no, I think you're making a solid choice. You want something just safe and
this is
you
safe
want
her
and
reliable. This is like a temporary car for the next couple of years. It's something we can almost pay cash for.
Oh, great.
It's you. So, it's not like the dream car or something. So,
what is your dream car?
Me? I got to do some stuff with in Indy with a Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram, and I really like fell in love with a Jeep Rubicon until some drunk driver totaled it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, somebody drunk ran into the back of the Jeep and flipped it over and did like 30,000 in damage.
Okay.
So I would say a Jeep.
Interesting.
That's not hit by a drunk driver. What about you?
Dream car of all cars, Bentley, one hundo.
Okay.
They have back massagers. I went to a Bentley rally and I was like, this is amazing. But we are going to try to see, on a side note, if Joe can fit into a smart car. We talked about that earlier in the show. If he can actually physically, it was his idea. He wants to see if he can get in a smart car.
Okay, those are some of the busted things on my wife's ride. Oh, there's a huge scrape too on the rear quarter panel. If somebody hit it in a parking garage and just kept on going. It was a white car because it's a black car that my wife has and there's white scrapes all along it. So thanks, person. Let's go to Carrie this morning. Carrie, tell us about your busted ride. What's wrong with it?
Okay, the front headlight doesn't work. It's out. The dipstick is broken off into the oil receptacle, so I can't change the oil. I am missing my rear bumper.
That's going to be an issue. You can't change the oil?
I can't change the oil. I have a screw in the right front tire. I have no power in the rear windows. I have no air conditioning. I have no heat. The only two front windows, they roll down. I have no windshield wiper fluid. It's a disaster.
How do you get to work every day with that car, Carrie?
By the grace of God.
It is time, Carrie, to
get
a new vehicle.
I drive 23 minutes in the morning to work and 45 minutes home almost.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm saying a prayer for your ride. I guess you beat my wife, Lindsay, so far. You're at least, hold on, though. Does your trunk open?
My trunk does open, but I'm at 248,000 miles.
Wow.
That beats me. I tried to drive mine until it died. My old car had 210, but they don't make Saturn ions anymore.
Come to Andy Moore. I do Andy Moore's commercials. You need a new, this isn't safe for you. Seriously.
All right, just say McKenzie when you walk in the door.
Please do.
Hey, thank you, Carrie, for calling in.
No, but seriously, that bless her heart. It's time. I mean, it's not safe to be on the road.
No, for sure. And if you're listening in Houston on Houston's new radio now, 92.1, go see John John at Central Houston Nissan. No, for real. Taking care of you. And as a matter of fact, there's no payments until October. So
you
how
just
about
want to
that?
Go back and forth?
We're hawking cars
and
today.
Anymore.
That's right. Boom. Okay. Jeffrey, hey, good morning. Tell us about your busted ride. What are you working with?
Actually, it's not my busted ride. It's my wife's used to be busted ride. We actually just got her a new Kia like 3 days ago.
What
but
kind?
She got a Kia Optima 2019. It is pretty nice. But, you know, her old Honda Civic, 285,000 miles on it. She had to use a hanger to open the door from the outside. She had no gas cap, so there was a towel in the gas cap, so, you know, water or whatever. Windshield wipers wouldn't work, so literally, like, driving down the street, using the, trying to use her hand manually, or pulling over, having to stop and squeeze the window and everything. So we had to get that thing, you know, replaced. So we got it traded in, you know, a couple of days ago. I didn't think that she was going to get a dollar for it, but they actually gave her $1,200.
Nice!
Just for taking the car off of her hands. So I was like, okay, well, you know, at least it wasn't, you know, nothing. But she, you know, treasured that car with, like, her whole life.
That's excellent.
Wow, I'm glad to hear that you care enough about her to get her out of that one.
Yeah,
Jeffrey,
it was like a death trap.
Thank you. Let's go to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, tell us about your ride. What's so busted with it?
I have no electricity going to my heater, my air conditioner, my systems check system, so I can't see where, like, my oil life is and all that stuff. My driver window does not roll down. My power seats don't work, so my seat's stuck all the way back, and I'm a very short person. And then
so
my front headlight actually falls out while I drive because my 15-year-old hit something. And then none of my doors open from the outside. My back doors don't open at all. My front doors only open from the inside.
How long have you been driving this way?
Well, my doors have slowly been breaking the last, like, 3 or 4 years. The headlight was just, like, a month ago. And the power to the thing has been since the beginning of the summertime.
So, like, do you just, like, turn a flashlight on in the front? Like, what do you do for that? Like, do you have, like, a flashlight, like, duct taped or something? That would be a good idea. Turn
like, I have light that comes to the dashboard, but everything under the radio gets nothing. No power.
Jeez.
That is... Like, I can't... My air conditioner and my heater works, but I can't actually turn it on.
Oh, that's girl. Nice. At least it's there one
Bless
day.
Bless your heart.
Hey, Brittany, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Well,
thanks for calling in.
Come get a new car.
Yeah, but you know... Yeah, you know what? I don't feel bad for anybody, though, because nobody said their trunk doesn't open. I mean, my poor wife,
how
Lindsay.
How often do you need that trunk, really?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
I would say if she can't adjust her seats and she can't reach barely her pedals, that's not good.
Yeah, that could be a problem for the whole braking and giving it a little bit
of
gas.
You know, driving the car.